I'm so excited to be able to come around the Word of God with the saints. And I'm really looking forward to everything that the Holy Spirit has for us tonight. I hope you are as well. Would you please join me? Let's bow our heads and share a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for tonight. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory and praise. I thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to come together around your word with the saints. I thank you, God, for the gift of life that you have made available unto us. Thank you, God, for health, for strength, for preservation. Thank you, Father, for how you continually keep us, how you continually watch over us. Lord, even in the midst of all of these difficulties, all of the challenging situations in the world, you continually keep us. Your hands are mighty upon our lives. You protect us. You provide for us. We're thankful, Father. We give you all the glory today. We give you all the praise. And Lord, I thank you for all of my brothers and sisters that are joining us tonight for this service. I pray for them and for their loved ones on whatever platforms they might be joining. I pray, Father, that the blessing of heaven might be upon them, that you favor them, cause your countenance to shine upon them. Father God, through this service, uplift each and every one of them. Father, help us to know you more, know you better tonight. And help us, Father, to step higher into our destiny. We give you all the glory, Lord, and we give you all the praise. You alone deserve it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. And I thank you again so much for joining. Thank you and welcome. And I want us to dive into our lesson tonight very quickly. We have been talking for several weeks, months, I should say, about the seven most important PowerPoints in praying for yourself. Oh my goodness. Have we learned so much already? Hallelujah. Our vessels are filled to overflowing. And we're just so thankful to the Lord. I hope you are having a similar experience as the one that I'm having. I'm just having a glorious time in the Word of God. And every time we come and as we learn and as we, you know, it's almost like it just keeps filling up and filling up and filling up. And there's such a mighty river of God, and I'm so thankful that we have the opportunity to all swim in that river together. Hallelujah. Well, for several months, we've been discussing the seven most important PowerPoints in praying for yourself. And we have learned six. We've studied six out of the seven. Six! Wow, what a blessing. And tonight, I want us to get into the seventh, the last one that we're going to be studying. I know it's highly unlikely that we finish with the materials that I have tonight. And so I trust God that we'll be able to continue and finish it up next week. But this is so exciting. All right, let's do a very quick review of the six things, or the six PowerPoints that we've already studied. Number one, abide in God and have the Word of God abide in you. That's the very first PowerPoint to praying effectually. Abiding in God and having His Word abiding in us. Number two, commit to the will of God. Commit to the will of God in prayer, in your life generally. Commit to the will of God. We studied that so powerfully. Number three, develop the faith of God in you and engage that faith in the place of prayer. Develop the faith of God in you and engage that faith in the place of prayer. Confidence is everything. Amen. Number four, ask Very simple. Ask. The power of asking. And when we studied asking, we talked about all the different things that the components of asking, the three major aspects to asking, articulating our request, presenting them confidently, and having an expectation of a favorable response. That's so powerful. Asking, articulating, and then, of course, under asking, we did talk about some of the things that impact our asking and different things. Whoa, so powerful. Glory to God. Glory to God. That was number four. And then number five, forgive and eliminate all unforgiveness and strife from your life. Forgive and eliminate all unforgiveness and strife from your life. That's number five. And then we came to, that was so powerful. That was so powerful. And then we came to number six, which is claiming what is rightfully yours in Christ and making a demand for it in his name and in his authority. Claiming what is rightfully yours in Christ in the place of prayer and making a demand for it in his name and by his authority. Oh, that's so powerful. That's so powerful. That's the most recent one that we've just studied. I have a sense that when it's all said and done, just because there's been so much that we've put into all of this past several weeks and months in this series of lessons, I do believe that I might give one service, maybe just one service at the very end, to try to just wrap everything up and put it all together before we close it out. But for tonight, we want to go into our seventh and our last most important PowerPoint in praying for yourself. Our seventh and our last most important PowerPoint in praying for yourself. And that is what I have called always pray with thanksgiving. Always pray with thanksgiving. That is our last PowerPoint. It's one of the most important things we're going to study in this series. It's so crucial. Always pray with thanksgiving. Let's go to our grandfather scripture here. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. We're going to read verse 6 and I'm going to read a couple of translations in verse 6, King James and the New Living Translation. And then we're also going to read verse 7. But our real focus is verse 6, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Listen to what it says. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Listen now. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Meaning prayer and supplication are not enough without, they are not sufficient without thanksgiving. It says, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Let your requests be made known unto God. I'm going to read this in the Amplified. I love it here. It says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. I love that. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known unto the Lord. I want you to listen to the New Living Translation. The New Living Translation, I just love it, so simple. It says this: don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Oh, I love that, don't you? Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Listen, tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Oh, hallelujah. I love that. I just love that so much. Don't worry about anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come on, seal that for just 1 minute. Just seal it for a minute. Don't worry. That's, think about it. Pause and think about it. Don't worry about anything. Oh, it's so big, Pastor. You don't know. It's so big. Don't worry about it. Anything. Oh, I don't know how I'm gonna. Don't worry about anything. Pray. Instead, pray about everything. Replace your worry with prayer. Instead, pray. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God. Articulate it. Tell God what you need, and thank Him for all He has done. What we are learning tonight is that aspect of thanking Him for all He has done. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything, and tell God what you need, and thank Him for all He has done. Amen. Amen. I really like this analogy. You know, if you are around, I know our ladies, our sisters, can probably relate better with this than some of our men who are really into cooking. You know, if you get a recipe for something, some delicacy that you need to prepare, and the recipe has instructions. In addition to the main thing that you are going to use, the main base of for preparing this delicacy, for this mix, maybe it says, add to the mix, maybe a teaspoonful of salt, maybe a little measure of vinegar, maybe a tiny whatever, spread some onion into it, some black pepper, some garlic. And mix it all together. Now, mix it all together and then put it in the oven. Notice that instruction is clear. It's not saying, let's talk about what it's not saying first and then talk about what it's saying. It's not saying put the mix together by itself and then on the side, put the additions, the teaspoon of salt, a little pint of whatever it is, and little measure of garlic, whatever, onion, black pepper, and vinegar, or whatever. It's not saying put the mix separate and then put the other additives separate and then put them separately in the oven. And unfortunately, this is how a lot of believers relate with thanksgiving. The Bible says here, it's very clear, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. That is, what it's saying as far as the instructions for this recipe, whatever the mix is, we've got to add the salt, we've got to add the onion, we've got to add the garlic, we've got to add the vinegar, we've got to add the black pepper, we've got to add whatever it, we've got to add it all into the mix. We mix it all together so that they are not distinct. They are all mixed together. So that the mix for this recipe, the main base of this, is not distinct from those other components that he told us to add. By the time we finish mixing everything, you really can't separate them. That is exactly the instruction we're given where thanksgiving is concerned. It is supposed to be mixed into everything, mixed into everything. Prayer is not separate and thanksgiving is separate. The way many people, many believers do praying is they do the praying. Then when they finish with the praying, then they do the thanksgiving. And then they put it in the oven and say, Lord, here it is. Hallelujah. And that just does not work. It doesn't work. Yeah, you got the recipe told you by the time you finish, this is the way this thing is going to taste, this is the way it's going to look, and all of that. But by the time you bring your stuff out of the oven, it doesn't look anything like it. You taste it, oh, no, no, what is this? And We missed the mix. Thanksgiving is supposed to be interwoven with prayer, where we can't tell the difference. That means thanksgiving itself is the prayer many times. Thanksgiving itself is inseparable from our praying. The prayer that is effectual, prayer that rises up before the Lord, is prayer that is mixed with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. You cannot access the throne room of God. I don't care how pressing our prayer needs are. I don't care how burdened we are. I don't care if we have even done things like we've fasted around it, we've put it all together. I don't care if there's a whole group of us that has come together with this praying for this prayer point. We cannot access the throne room of God without praise and thanksgiving. Our praying do not arrive at the doorsteps of the throne room of heaven without thanksgiving. Anything, so we will not be wrong to say this, anything we pray without thanksgiving did not arrive at its destination, was not presented to the Lord. Anything we pray, remember that from today going forward, anything we pray without thanksgiving does not arrive before the Father. Because we cannot access the throne room of God, of the Father, without thanksgiving and praise. Look at Psalm 100 and verse 4 real quickly. The 100th Psalm, and let's look at verse 4. Hallelujah. 100th Psalm, and look at verse 4. 100th Psalm, and look at verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Bless his holy name. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. So that means if you come without thanksgiving, you are denied, you are driven away. There's no access granted without thanksgiving. Come, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So when we get into the gates, with thanksgiving, then we add praise when we are within the gates, and then they grant us access into the courts. And it's when we are there in the courts that we have the needed and the required audience that we seek before our Heavenly Father. So just remember, whenever you pray, and your praying is separate, totally separate from your thanksgiving, it has not arrived before the Father. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Come into His courts with praise. Hallelujah. Be thankful unto Him and bless His holy name. I love it. Let's go back to the New Testament. Let's read Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. I really love a particular translation of this particular scripture. I think it's the Amplified. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2. I'm going to read to you in the King James, and then I'm going to read to you, read it out to you in the Amplified as well. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2. It says, continue, this is the King James, continue on in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Continue on in prayer. All of the things that we have learned about prayer, continue on. Don't stop. Continue on in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Continue on in prayer, but make sure thanksgiving is right alongside with it. Amen. Continue on in prayer. Make sure you don't leave thanksgiving behind. Amen. Let's read this from the Amplified. The Amplified says, be earnest and unwearied and steadfast in your prayer life. I really like that. Be earnest and unwearied and steadfast in your prayer life, being both alert and intent in your praying with thanksgiving. Listen to that again. Be earnest, unwearied, steadfast in your prayer life, being both alert and intent. Be intentional about it. Be intentional about it. Intent in your praying with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving must be intentional. Just like prayer. That's why we've learned all these things about prayer for several months. Because you just don't stumble into praying. You don't just stumble into praying. Right? You say, well, you know, praying is just praying. You just pray. Well, if that's the truth, the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ in Luke 11, Matthew 6, would not have said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, like John taught his disciples to pray. Obviously, there's a right way to pray and a not so right way to pray. They say, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. So we know prayer is intentional. But thanksgiving must also be intentional. You don't just dabble and just people say, oh, well, just thanking, you know, there's no, just say thank you. That's part of that. But thanksgiving must be intentional. Amen. As a matter of fact, one of our dear brothers, their dear ministers, man of God, our dear friend, Pastor Bode Akindele, who ministered, some of you may have joined in that service earlier in the year, ministered during a night of prayer service that we had, virtual. And one of the things he told us, he said, thanksgiving must be three things. And if you were in that service, if you listened to it and if you listen to the teaching afterwards, you should remember this. If you don't, well, I'm reminding you. Thanksgiving must be three things. Number one, it says thanksgiving must be intentional. Number two, thanksgiving must be consistent. Number three, thanksgiving must be progressive. Let's take those three again. Number one, thanksgiving must be intentional. That's what we just read here in Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 in the Amplified. It says, thanksgiving be intent. Thanksgiving must be intentional. Then number two, thanksgiving must be consistent. Then number three, thanksgiving must be progressive. Let's briefly talk about those three aspects of thanksgiving. Number one, it must be intentional. That is, I have to deliberately prepare my Thanksgiving meal. Thanksgiving, you'll see as we study on, either we get to it later on in this service tonight, or let me see where we are, maybe not tonight, or we get to it next week, one of the two. You're going to hear it before I wrap this up. Thanksgiving must be like our sacrificial offering. Thanksgiving is an offering unto God. Is a sacrifice, must be a sacrifice. Thanksgiving must be like a meal we prepare for a special guest. It must be intentional. Somebody said, I didn't know Thanksgiving was that big of a deal. It is. It is. How would you like to be invited somewhere, to somebody's home, or be invited out to lunch or to dinner, and you got there and they didn't even bother to ask you what you want to eat? They say, well, this is the one that is most convenient in their home. Well, this is what is most convenient. Let's just get it. Let's just order you some pizza. That's easy. Papa John's. Pizza and wings. They didn't even ask you whether you don't eat pizza. Right? This is the easiest thing to get. You know what you're going to feel when they bring, no matter how much they spend on that pizza. Hey, just take one tiny little thing just so that you don't offend them and go home and go and buy good food. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deliver me from pizza, oh God. Hallelujah. Must be intentional and deliberate. That is, we put it together. What does our Father like to hear? Like Abraham in the Old Testament, when he gave instructions to his servant, go and cook this, go and get this this kind of kid from the... He's deliberately gave specific instructions about how to put that meal together. And he was entertaining angels. Our thanksgiving entertains our Father. Hallelujah. So it must be intentional. Is what he loves. Like, you know, that's spirit food. No matter how much money we give, the Lord, he doesn't spend dollars in heaven. Yeah, we give for his cause, we give for the kingdom of God, and we give because we love him, he appreciates that. But basically, he has us using it on the earth for his purpose. But our thanksgiving rises up to him. And our thanksgiving isn't asking him for anything. Our thanksgiving is thanking him for everything. Thanksgiving is that aspect of our prayer, of our attitude, of our lifestyle that is constantly saying to the Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Look at what you've done. Thank you. See how you brought it out. Thank you. See how you delivered me. Thank you. See how you made it work. Thank you. See how you thank you. Thanksgiving is that aspect of our lives that is constantly giving back to the Lord, and it goes to him. It reaches him. We're not giving back to him through helping the poor. We're not giving back to him through helping God's ministers. We're not giving back to him through helping the kingdom of God, the church, the ministry, missionaries. All of those are very good. You know that. You know that. You know that's what we believe. We've taught that. Praise God for all of that. But thanksgiving actually goes to him. It goes to him and he receives it. He receives it. It's like that meal I was talking about earlier on in the service. That recipe, you put it together intentionally. You prepare it. You count it. You deliberately itemize it. What you did for me and how you did it and how you brought me out and how you helped me and how you showed up in the midnight hour when nobody thought I would make it through, how you came through and how you stretched forth your mighty hands and how you delivered us and how you turned the situation around and how you took the glory out of that mess and how you gave us the victory in that conflict. Man, hallelujah. You put it to, you cook it like a good meal. It's intentional. You don't just stumble into it. What is it now? What is it? It's intentional. It's intentional. And number two, it's consistent. It's ongoing and regular. Consistent. We're always thanking him. We thank him in the morning. We thank him during the day. We thank him in the afternoon. We thank him during the afternoon. We thank him in the evening. We thank him at night. It's consistent. And we do it again tomorrow. We do it again the following day. We do it again. We do it again and again and again. It's consistent. Thanksgiving is not a one-time thing. So when I go to church on Sunday morning, I gave him thanks. I gave him thanks. All right, that's it for the week, Lord. I already gave you thanks for the week. That's it. See you next Sunday. That's not a sacrifice that is acceptable unto him. Hallelujah. It's consistent. It's consistent. It's regular. It's ongoing. Consistent. Amen. And then, finally, number three, thanksgiving is progressive. Is progressive. That we have levels of it. You thank him for these categories and this at this level of life and for this set of benefits, privileges. And then you thank him for this other set. And when he does more, you don't keep just thanking him for the one he did 2 weeks ago. Yes, you add that. You stay consistent, keep thanking him for what he did 2 weeks ago. But he remember, he's done something more, some things more between 2 weeks ago and today. And you take account of those, you take note of all those, and you add them to what you were thanking him for before. You thank you, Lord. Maybe 2 weeks ago, you were thanking him. Thank you for breath. Thank you for life. Thank you for your provision. Mm-hmm. And yes, you keep thanking him for those every day. But maybe within the last few days, maybe he delivered you from something. From an accident or something terrible. Or maybe something came through. Something that you didn't know was going to. It came through. You add that to thank you for life. Thank you for breath. Thank you for proof. And Lord, I thank you. 2 days ago, you brought me out. Thank you, Lord. 2 days ago, you delivered me. Thank you, Father. 2 days ago, you brought me this blessing, this promotion. Thank you, God. You opened that door that I did not know was going to open. Thank you, Lord. It's progressive. Is progressive. I love it. I love it. Let's go and read. Let's go and read Psalm 103. Oh, hallelujah. You know this. You know this scripture. Most of you, I believe most of you joining this service tonight know this scripture. Personally, it's a scripture that you, if you've heard me preach for any amount of time, you've definitely heard me read this scripture over and over again. Hallelujah. Psalm 103 is the Psalm of David. listen to what it says, and I'm going to, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to just take a little time and flow into some things that I've said before through this psalm. I'm going to do that in a minute. This is such a glorious psalm. It's such an appropriate psalm of thanksgiving that expresses the progressive nature of our thanksgiving, the consistent nature of our thanksgiving, and the intentional nature of our thanksgiving. Psalm 103 is the psalm of David from verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He starts listing them. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? See all the things he's listing. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? See all these good things he's listing. See all these powerful things he's listing. The things the Lord did. The things the Lord did. Remember that first scripture we read in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6? You remember the New Living Translation? Don't worry about anything. Pray. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Oh, thank him for all that he has done. Don't ever take it for granted, saints. It shouldn't be difficult in our place of prayer to be thankful to our Father. It shouldn't be difficult. We shouldn't be looking for words to speak. It's so disheartening for me sometimes when we tell people in services, in congregations, all right, we're not praying right now, we're just thanking God. And sometimes the place goes silent. It's like people are thinking, they are trying to think, what did he do? Like they can't remember. Certainly it's not wrong to think about it, but it shouldn't be that far-fetched. The reason is so far-fetched that we have to think and think and think and think hard to remember is because we are not remembering all the time. We are forgetting his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've heard me say some of these things. I'm going to say them to you now. Here. You've heard me say them exactly like this because they're right there in my notes. And yeah, I do say them from my spirit, but I deliberately wrote them down so I can say it that way all the time. Your life is a compendium of miracles. And without God, I couldn't possibly be wherever you are today. Who did that? Him. He did that. You must never forget that. Your life is a compendium of miracles. You couldn't possibly be where you are today without him. Remember that and be thankful. So many others tried but couldn't get it done. So many others went but couldn't make it through. But just look what the Lord has done in your life. Just look what the Lord has done through your life. He did it all. Be thankful. Be thankful. So, count your blessings and celebrate all that the Lord has done in your life already. Live in the moment and focus on all the Lord has done for you. Be thankful. Like the psalmist said, forget not all his benefits. List them like the psalmist listed them. Be thankful. You know what? If you don't take the time, you've heard me say this. You've heard me say this in services. I'm going to say it again today. Here, right here now, teaching on Thanksgiving. If you don't take the time to acknowledge and celebrate the goodness of the Lord in your life, in bringing you to where you are right now, he can't take you to where you want to go. If you don't take the time to acknowledge and celebrate the goodness of the Lord in your life, in bringing you to where you are right now, he can't take you to where you want to go. Thanksgiving is the bridge that leads to the destiny prepared for us. I didn't have that. I might as well put that down myself. Bear with me. I'm going to type that down right here in capital letters. Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Is the bridge to the destiny prepared for you in Christ. I love it. Thanksgiving is the bridge to the destiny prepared for you in Christ. Oh man, that's so deep. That's so powerful. Right there. Just got that there. Right there. It's the Holy Spirit just breathing that down. And it's so true. That is the truth. Thanksgiving is the bridge to the destiny prepared for you in Christ. That means if there's no thanksgiving, we're not going to arrive. There's no bridge without thanksgiving. No bridge to the future. No bridge to miracles prepared for us. No bridge to the destiny that has been prepared for us in Christ if there's no thanksgiving. No wonder the psalmist said, forget not his benefits. I know it's quite natural. You've heard me say this before. It's quite natural to set up memorials for some of the unfortunate events that have happened in our lives, tragedies, sometimes sad things, disappointments and things. People have memorials for those. How about this? This is so much better. How about memorials for the good things that the Lord has done for us? How about we set up memorials to help us remember the good things the Lord has done in our lives? How about we set up those memorials? And when we come to our place of prayer, how about we bring those memorials? We constantly visit those memorials. He did this. He did that. 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 Because the memorials are right there. And we keep talking about it. We keep singing about it. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving is the bridge to the destiny prepared for you in Christ. None of us should be like those lepers in Luke chapter 17. Remember, there was 10 of them. The Lord healed them, but only one of them came back. And even the one who came back was not a Jew. And the Lord said, where are the 9? You know, it's so easy when we need the breakthrough. It's so easy when we're looking for the Lord to stretch out his hand and do something. It's so easy to come and to pray with fervency. Oh, have I seen fervent prayers? Oh, have I seen fervent? But how many times have I seen? I haven't seen the same people many times come back and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With the same fervency with which they prayed earlier, with which they sent prayer requests. Remember Anna, who was praying with fervency in the temple? And the priest saw her, Eli saw her, and thought she was drunk because of the fervency. And she said, "Lord, no. Oh priest, I'm not drunk. But it's the bitterness of my soul." But you know what? After the Lord granted her her heart desires, she came back. You know the song and the prayer that Hannah prayed after Samuel was born is recorded. Her prayer was recorded, but her song of thanksgiving, her prayer of thanksgiving was recorded. She set up a memorial. In addition to the vow she made to turn that boy over to the Lord, she set up a memorial. And the beginning of a whole chapter of the scripture is devoted to talking about her thanksgiving for what the Lord did for her. Thanksgiving is the bridge to the destiny prepared for you in Christ. So don't rush past those moments of celebration. And in your prayer, bring them back. As you pray, seeking other things, bring back the moments of celebration. Bring them back. And in your spirit, rejoice for the things that the Lord did for you to get you to where you are right now. Bring them back. Hallelujah. Bring them back. Remember, David said, "I will bless the Lord at all times." Psalm 34. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. "I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried." It could have been him. "This poor man cried. This poor man cried. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him." Oh, taste and see. He's still praying, but it's thanksgiving. It's thanksgiving. Oh, saints, our prayers are ineffectual without heartfelt thanksgiving. In fact, we should start those prayers with thanksgiving. And as we articulate our request before the Lord, presenting them to him confidently, expecting a favor, as we are doing that, we should be mixing thanksgiving into it. Mixing thanksgiving into it. "Oh God, I thank you. I thank you. I remember what you did, and I remember how you did it. And Lord, I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. And Lord, I present to you this need that now exists. I know if you did it before, you can do it again. You are the same God. You have never changed. So I bring it before you. And Lord, with all my heart, I want you to know I'm confident in your ability to bring this to pass. And according to your word and your promise, you said, whatsoever I desire, when I pray, believe that I have them and I shall have them. And I know that you are not a man that you should lie. You are not the son of a man that you should repent. Therefore, Father, I thank you for your faithfulness in promising that. And I thank you for your faithfulness in bringing to pass the desires of my heart, in granting these desires of my heart. I thank you because these blessings and these miracles and these open doors and these breakthroughs, I know you have already released them. I do not see them with my natural eyes yet, but I take them in faith in the name of Jesus. And I thank you. I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, like Abraham? I know I'm jumping ahead of myself here. But that's fine. We might come back to it later. Remember what the Bible says about Abraham in Romans chapter 4. While he was expressing his faith in God, while he was standing on the word of God for the promise that the Lord had made unto him, while he was standing and claiming and strengthening his faith in the word of God, he was mixing it with thanksgiving and with praise and with glory. You see that here in Romans chapter 4 from verse 18. Let me read this to you from the Amplified. It says, for Abraham, human reason for hope being gone, he hoped in faith that he should become the father of many nations as he had been promised. So numberless shall your descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered the utter impotence of his own body, which was as good as dead because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's deadened womb. He didn't think about it. No unbelief or distrust made him waver or doubtingly question concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. Listen to that. No unbelief or distrust made him waver or doubtingly question concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God, fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised. He mixed it with praise and thanksgiving, standing in faith on the word of God, as he was reminding the Lord about his promise, as he was telling the Lord, I trust you, I believe you. Lord, I'm standing and I'm holding on to everything that you promised. As he's doing that, in the same breath, he said, Lord, and I thank you. I thank you because you are a good God. I thank you because of all that you have already done. I thank you because you are not a man that you should lie. I know, God, considering the natural circumstances around my life, around my wife, Sarah, I know, Lord, natural man, natural thinking will suggest that what we are asking of you and what we are believing you for would never happen. But God, you are greater than that. You are greater. You are not limited by natural circumstances. So I thank you. I thank you because you are the great God. You are the God of the universe. You are Jehovah. You are El Shaddai. You are the Almighty God. There is nothing that is too difficult for you. There is nothing that is too hard for you. Lord, there is no promise that you make that you are not able to fulfill. I thank you because you are such a God. I thank you. You are such a reliable God. You are such a faithful God. You are such a good God. I bless your holy name. I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise. And Lord, I thank you. I take delivery of this miracle. I take delivery of this blessing. Lord, and I take it by faith and I receive it even in advance. And I give you all the glory and I give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the prayer of Abraham right there. That's the prayer of Abraham right there. You see how he's mixing it? He didn't keep the prayer on one side and keep the thanksgiving on the other and then put them all in the oven separate. No, he's mixing it. He's mixing it. He started with thanksgiving, and as he starts articulating, he keeps mixing it with thanksgiving and praise and glory to God. I mean, by the time he finished that prayer, you can't tell, was this man just thanking God in this prayer, or was he actually asking for a miracle? You couldn't tell because they were all mixed together. Oh, Shila Bababaha, Saka Babahas, Mantereke Boshitara. Saints, the prayer of thanksgiving. Woo-hoo! It's a life changer. We talk about so many things and we major on so many minors, and sometimes we lose focus on what is really important in the realm of the spirit. Do you know how many people are working with this principle and that key, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's good. They have their place. But I'm telling you, folks, when you get to that realm where your thanksgiving just flows like a river, boy, you cannot be denied. You cannot be denied. Thanksgiving is the bridge to the destiny that has been prepared for you in Christ. Man, if I ever heard anything powerful, that is powerful. So, if we know what we're doing, I don't know about you, I just want to sharpen my tools of thanksgiving. I just want to sharpen my tools of praise. Oh, hallelujah. That psalmist said, oh, that man will praise the Lord. Oh, that man will praise the Lord. I don't have that scripture. It just came into my spirit. But let's see if I can find it. It might be Psalm 107 or something. I'm not sure. Oh, that man, praise the Lord for his goodness. And he's broken the gates of brass and turned the bars of iron asunder. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's Psalm 107. I know my time is almost done here. Got to stop and we have a lot more. We're going to come back to this next week. But listen to it. Oh, give the Psalm 107. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I probably have it. I'm probably coming back to it next week. I don't know. For he is good and his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Hallelujah. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. Oh man, we can't read all of this. Oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Hallelujah. Oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of brass and he has cut the bars of iron in sunder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're out of time tonight. Just go ahead and bless the name of the Lord and thank him, thank him, thank him all through this night, all through tomorrow, all through the rest of this week. Just thank him. Just bless his holy name. Father, we honor you. We give you the glory and the praise. Thank you for your mighty presence in this service. Thank you for speaking your word to us, for being with us here. Receive the glory and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.